Emily Yaffe writes the Human Guinea Pig column for the online magazine Slate. For it, she tries unusual occupations and projects. She's been a nude model, even a Capitol Hill lobbyist. In her latest effort, Emily sets out to train her bad dog, a beagle, Sasha, using the techniques of Cesar Millan. He's the dog whisperer in National Geographic's TV show. In every episode, Cesar manages to master even the worst dogs and owners. Here he is with a golden retriever, a obsessed with the family pool.
The water activity is going to be on my terms, not on his terms. So what we create in here is a different way of playing water game.
Okay, Emily Yaffe joins us now to talk about her experience with the dog whisperer techniques. Emily, you didn't actually get the dog whisperer to come to your home, but you have this devil beagle, Sasha, yes?
Well, speaking of water games, yes, I think Sasha's favorite game was releasing a stream of water in the house.
She was peeing on the carpet, you mean?
One day I noticed that the pattern on the oriental carpet in the living room was dissolving, and it turned out the solvent was dog urine.
Okay, well, Cesar Millan's approach to this and many other dog problems is to assert himself, as he did with this golden retriever in the pool. How do you go about doing that?
You stand there, you square your shoulders, you say, "St," when the dog is doing something you don't like.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that. Could you say it louder, Emily?
"St." You don't have to say it that loud, Alex. That's the you don't want to yell your "st." I transcribed it as S-S-S-T-T-T.
So how did it work?
She started looking at me like I hit her with a taser and saying, "What do you want me to do?" One of our big problems was that if any of us would get near the front door, Sasha would come running from wherever she was, try to bolt out of it and onto the street. So we would tackle her. We would spray her with bitter apple. It was just a nightmare trying to go in and out of the house. And I saw a show in which he was treating a dog who was doing the exact same thing. He stood at the door, opened it wide, and said, "St," when the dog came running, and it stopped in its tracks. I said, "Ha ha, I'm really going to prove he's a fake." I did it. She stopped in her tracks.
Okay, still you're a little skeptical, so you take Sasha out for problem number two.
Walking. That's his big thing. He says Americans have got walking all wrong. And in fact, if you look at his critique, the dog is walking most of us. The dog's ahead, pulling everyone. Uh-uh. Dog behind. So Sasha, we would go out. She's a beagle. She would yank my arm off trying to smell the pee males left by other dogs. And using his techniques, the "st," and I would yank on her collar very slightly, slight correction, place her behind me. It took about 2 weeks. And now she walks a leash length behind me, and I'm in control.
Emily, what did you learn about yourself in this, if it is indeed you that this training is about, not Sasha?
The biggest problem was her surreptitious peeing on the carpet. I couldn't give her the "st" because she would do it when we weren't looking. So how did I solve that problem? You know what happened? She stopped doing it once I asserted myself. The carpet has been dry since we Caesarized our dog.
Emily Yaffe writes the Human Guinea Pig column for the online magazine Slate. Her latest experiment in dog training is up there. Emily, congratulations to you and Sasha.
Thank you.
Cruella, Cruella DeVille.